Katy Perry's Hot and Cold, as you've never heard it before, that is a rendering for Martinez, accordion player, and friends. I'm Katie Hendrickson. You're listening to Of Note on 91.3 KUAF. 2 hours of handpicked, compelling classical music coming up for you, including Joshua Bell and Stephen Isserlis performing Brahms' Double Concerto in A minor. We'll also turn to you Max Richter's Vivaldi Recomposed Spring. We also have music from Renee Fleming, performing none other than Bjork. That's all coming up. First, special guests in the KUF studio today, Timothy Thompson, horn, Leah Oribe, bassoon. They are members of the Lyric Quintet. That's the faculty ensemble at the University of Arkansas. They present a free concert tomorrow at Stage 18 in Fayetteville. Let's hear a little bit more about their concert and also an exciting project to record a new album of music.
We decided almost a year ago that it was about time for the Lyric Quintet to record a new CD. It's been a long time since the last one, right? Mm-hmm. How many years, Tim?
Yeah, we recorded it in 2000 and it came out in 2005, mm-hmm. so it's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah. So that was the main idea. And then process of planning the CD, we came up with Music of the Americas as our main subject. So we have chosen some composers from different places. There's a Canadian composer, an American composer, a Uruguayan composer, Argentinian composer, Mexican composer, and Cuban composer. So we chose those six pieces that are going to be included in our upcoming CD. And this upcoming concert on Thursday will be featuring some of those pieces.
Let's wind it back a little bit, and let's just talk about the idea of the Lyric Quintet and what the Lyric Quintet is.
Well, the quintet began in the year 1990. I had been on the faculty before then, and those of us who were woodwind faculty had hoped and begged and pleaded and asked and requested for the forces to be able to put a quintet together. And finally, in 1990, the hires were made to put one together, which happened to be the year I went on leave.
Oh.
So I actually am not technically a founding member of the quintet, though I've been around longer than anybody else. But the quintet began that year, and at first we're just kind of a typical woodwind quintet of doing a couple of concerts on stage and in the community. And that very year, they sort of began the idea of being more of a traveling quintet, because that summer they were invited to perform at a double reed conference in Germany. And it just kind of got the spark going. And by the time I came back in 1992, we had a lot of plans for trying to do touring, trying to play at conferences and that kind of thing. I don't know that we ever sat down and made a mission statement, but one of the things that we dedicated ourselves to very early on was the repertoire for the quintet, that there are a lot of really, really good pieces for woodwind quintet, but not enough to fill up a lifetime. And so we wanted to, for our own selfish purposes and also just for, you know, to encourage other composers, we made it clear very early on that we were really interested in trying to do new works, whether that meant original compositions or just transcriptions and that kind of thing. And over the years, we've really been involved in a lot of that. And that's one of the things that's really exciting about this particular project, is that there are two brand new works written just for us. And virtually all of the other music on this CD is new to us, with the exception of one piece by Paquito de Rivera, which we've done a lot and which we really enjoy doing. But the rest of it's all pretty new music, and the kind of music that I think that someone in the general public who might say, "Oh, another quintet CD," is going to look down and say, "Oh, I've never heard of that stuff." And so we're excited about that for our sake, and also for the sake of the composers involved in the commissioning projects.
Let's talk about the two commissioned pieces.
The first one is by Robert Mueller, which is our composition theory faculty and also director of orchestras, or the orchestra at the university. It is just amazing that we have such an, you know, brilliant composer between us, and he was available and interested and excited about this project. So he wrote a piece that we got about 2 months ago. We've been working on, and we will be premiering officially in a concert in April 22nd, I think.
It's called Veni Variationis, and it's based on medieval hymn, Veni Creator Spiritus, or something like that. I can't remember. It's a tune people would know. But it's a very interesting set of variations. Even the tune itself, when you first hear it at the beginning, is set a little differently than you would normally expect. And then it goes through kind of variation processes you normally expect in a variations. He speeds it up, slows it down, makes it minor and major and that kind of thing. And then toward the end, Robert describes it as he kind of loses the variations and people sort of get into arguments. It's a cute piece, because there's a section of it where it just seems to go completely askew.
And crazy.
And for the audience, but also for us. And then at the very end, he comes right back to the original theme. So it's a very clever piece, and we picked it up. About 2 months ago, we did it on an informal performance very quickly, within probably, a week or two of having gotten it. And it fell together real well, and we really enjoyed doing the piece. And it's a nice contrast to the rest of the pieces on this CD.
It's really interesting for us to have Bob so close to us, so we can discuss the piece and we can talk about it and get his insights during rehearsal and otherwise.
It turns into a real collaboration with the composer.
Yeah. And that's what this CD is about. And the second piece is Quintet Number 3 by Uruguayan-American composer Miguel del Aguila. He's a very established composer, Grammy-nominated several times, and he lives in San Francisco. When we approached him with this idea, he said he had been waiting 20 years to write this Quintet Number 3.
Wow.
So there it is, the opportunity for him to write and for us to perform his piece. He has all the flavor of Latin American rhythms in his music, a lot of tango feel to it, Latin rhythms, and some malambos, and some other, you know, interesting combinations of rhythms and melodies in a very well-written piece for this medium. So we are enjoying the piece. We got it about a month ago, draft and the final parts, maybe a week and a half ago. So we have working on it a lot. It is a hard piece, but it's really enjoyable. So this piece particularly won't be in our upcoming concert, but we're working on it as well.
Now, let's talk a minute about the Stage 18 where you're performing. It's a new venue, and you had a chance to preview the space because you were part of a collaboration recently. I would love to hear your thoughts on Stage 18 and performing there, what it's like.
One of our goals, besides working with composers and new music and less-known composers, I think, is to bring our music out and make it more approachable. Stage 18 seems to be just a perfect fit for that. You know, reaching out to the community. It's a very clever idea of having a stage with a bar instead of a bar with a stage. So they are, you know, providing opportunities for artists from, all corners to feature their work in music, comedy, visual arts, dance, and otherwise. So I feel like we're very, fortunate to have spaces like that. And as a quintet, to be able to go there and just, you know, reach out a totally different type of audience. This upcoming concert is going to be free and open to the public, but by the way, they are creating a special drink honoring the quintet with 5 ingredients. So, you know, things like that do not happen usually in our conventional places at the university or in a concert hall, chamber music hall. That's a new experience for everybody and for us as well. So I'm very excited and very thankful to Lauren and David for opening their doors for us.
Yeah, and we'd really like to encourage a lot of people to come to this. I mean, not just for our sake, but for the sake of the space itself. How many times this happens to me all the time? I drive down the road and I see a new Indian restaurant or whatever restaurant, and I say, ooh, I've got to be sure and go there, and I maybe even go once, and then I don't go again, and then it closes down, and I wonder why we can't keep good restaurants of a sort, you know, around. And same kind of thing here. You know, it's up on the square or just off the square on Center Street. And it's a space you wouldn't think of probably normally, and I've peeked my head in it a couple of times before, but never really thought much of it. And then we arranged this performance, and it's a great place. It's really friendly. The sound in there is very, very good. You know, the walls are covered with art. There's a great bar. And, you know, we hope that people will come and just support the space because I agree with Leah completely. It's a great place to have activities of a lot of different spirits, and we hope people will encourage them by attending and buy our special drink and have a good time.
I also think our music fits the space very well because we have a very varied repertoire for this concert. We have a piece by Mario La Vista, a Mexican composer. He's a pretty serious composer in the Mexican tradition of contemporary music, but at the same time, he's getting all the flavor of Mexican dances in these 5 movements. So it's a really, really interesting, enjoyable type of piece. Difficult for us to put together, but very easy to approach from the audience perspective. We also have a piece by a Canadian composer, Matthew Lussier, which is called Dos Trópicos, and he explores, you know, tango sounds with sounds of klezmer music and everything in between, a very short piece, very approachable as well. We have the piece by Robert Mueller, the Veni Variaciones, Aires Tropicales by Paquito de Rivera, that everybody knows as a saxophone player in the jazz tradition, and he has kind of translated the flavor of different dances from Latin America, 7 movements for the woodwind quintet. So we go from contra dances from Cuba to habaneras to sons and Afro-Cuban rhythms. So it's a very approachable, serious, and interesting repertoire. It has a little bit of everything. Now, I want to say that even though there's an alcoholic drink that will be featured, this is a family-friendly concert, and they have snacks, and they have non-alcoholic drinks, and this is open for everybody. It's only an hour-long concert, so 7:30 p.m. to 8:30. My kids will be there, and they will be on time to go to bed.
Let's talk a little bit about the new recording. So you're going to the studio to record in May. Is that right?
We are going to the Faulkner Performing Arts Center to record, and one of the intentions of this CD as well is to feature our newly opened space at the university. But we're bringing our engineer and equipment from New York, from Buffalo, New York. Mark Records are the ones that will be here working with us, and once all the recording is made, some of us will be going to Buffalo to do the editing, and everything should be ready by October, we hope.
And we're very excited about that. I mentioned earlier that the one CD that we've done before was recorded in 2000 but didn't actually get produced until 2005. and there were some financial problems, but there was just sort of, it's such a lot of work to put something
like
that
together. It's an elaborate process to put a whole recording together. And well, thanks so much for coming in and talking about this concert and the upcoming recording.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate
Katie.
Thank you
for your support.
It's always fun to see you, Katie.
Leah Oribe Bassoon, Timothy Thompson Horn, members of the University of Arkansas Faculty Woodwind Quintet, the Lyric Quintet. They present a free concert open to the public tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. at Stage 18 on Center Street, just off the downtown square in Fayetteville. I must say, I'm really curious about the cocktail that Stage 18 is concocting in honor of the Lyric Quintet. That's sure to be a fun show. Let's go to one of the composers the Lyric Quintet has commissioned. Leah Oribe talked about the composer Miguel de Aguila. Let's hear a couple pieces from him. We will be turning to his piece, Submerged. He composed that in 2013 in a minute. Let's go right now to his Salón Buenos Aires. This is performed by the Camerata San Antonio.
Thank you.
Composer Miguel de Aguila, his Salon Buenos Aires Opus 84, we heard the Camerata San Antonio. Spending time with compositions of Miguel de Aguila, he's one of the composers, the Lyric Quintet, the University of Arkansas Faculty Woodwinds Ensemble has commissioned for a brand new work. The Lyric Quintet presents a concert at Stage 18 tomorrow night, free and open to the public, beginning at 7:30. PM. Now, if you missed my interview with Leah Odebe Bassoon and Tim Thompson Horn, you'll be able to hear it again when I have that up on the archive at our website. I'll post that also to Facebook, that's Of Note with Katie Henriksen, and to Twitter, Of Note KUAF. Be sure to connect with me there to stay in the know about all the latest in classical music. Sona, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, presents its third Masterworks concert of the season, April 29th at Walton Arts Center, performing works by Schumann and Rodrigo, featuring special guest classical guitarist David Leisner. Tickets available at 443-5600 or sonamusic.org. Let's continue with music of Miguel de Aguila. We'll go right now to a piece he wrote in 2013. It's called Submerged. We'll hear from the trio Hat Trick. That's April Clinton flute, David Wallace viola, and Christy Shade harp.
Thank you.
an exquisite piece from Miguel de Aguila. He composed it in 2013. It's called Submerged. We hear it performed by Hattrick. That's April Clayton, flute, David Wallace, viola, and Christy Shade, harp. I'm Katie Henriksen. You've been listening to Handpicked Compelling Classical. And of note, right here on 91.3 KUAF. Miguel de Aguila is one of the composers commissioned by the Lyric Quintet, that's the University of Arkansas Faculty Woodwinds Ensemble, for a brand new work. They'll be playing a concert at Stage 18 tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. It's free and open to the public. I had a chance to talk to members of the Lyric Quintet earlier in today's program. If you missed that, be sure to check back at our website, kyaf.com, for the digital archive story. And you can find that on Facebook. That's Of Note with Katie Henriksen. Also on Twitter, Of Note KUAF. Find me there. Well, I love Vivaldi's Recomposed by Max Richter. Let's turn to spring right now. We'll hear from Daniel Hope, violin, Max Richter, Moog synthesizer, and the Concerthaus Kammerorchester Berlin, led by André de Vitter. Thank you. Vivaldi Recomposed by Max Richter. We heard All of Spring. We heard from Daniel Hope, violin, Max Richter, Moog synthesizer, and the Concerthaus Comma Orchestra, Berlin, led by Andre de Ritter. I'm Katie Henriksen. Thanks for joining me in today's Of Note, Handpicked Compelling Classical on 91.3 KUIF Public Radio, broadcasting from downtown Fayetteville. We're on translator K203BO 88.5 in MENA. Support for 91.3 comes from listeners just like you and from Archon Plus, providing digital and offset printing, graphic design and promotional items, and a variety of business services for jobs of all sizes. Located just off College Avenue at 461 East Township in Fayetteville, Archon has been locally owned and operated for more than 25 years. Printing NWA.com or 444-7711 for more information. Hey, let's turn to Brahms now and his double concerto for violin, cello, and orchestra in A minor. We'll hear from Joshua Bell, violin, Stephen Isserus, cello, along with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Joshua Bell is music director of Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Brahms, double concerto for violin and cello and orchestra. We heard from Joshua Bell Violin, Stephen Isserles, cello, along with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Music director currently of St. Martin in the Fields, Joshua Bell. The Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra shares the stage with the Northwest Arkansas Ballet Theater this Saturday at the Aaron Arts Center in Bentonville. This collaboration features the witty zoological fantasy The Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns, plus a potpourri of other works. ArkansasPhilharmonic.org for tickets and more information. I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note on 91.3 KUAF. Also, for more information about the Arkansas Philharmonic concert this weekend, tune in to tomorrow's Of Note. Brought Stephen Bias, conductor, into the studio, along with director of the Northwest Arkansas Ballet Theater. So you can find out all about this production of Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. Let's turn to new music from Renee Fleming. She has a new album out. It's called Distant Light, and it features a suite from Björk. Let's hear the Björk suite right now. This is Renee Fleming, along with the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Sakari Oramo.
Oh, all these accidents that happen, follow the dots, coincidence makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak, I feel. Inside of me, every nerve that hurts, you heal. Deep inside of me, ooh, you don't have to speak, I feel. Emotional landscapes, they puzzle me. And you push me love. You are
Soprano Renee Fleming reimagining Bjork right there. That's a suite from Bjork arranged by Hans Eck. We also heard the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra led by Sakari Aramo. I'm Katie Henriksen. You've been listening to 2 hours of handpicked compelling classical. And of note, right here on 91.3 KUAF. In honor of Jazz Appreciation Month, Walton Arts Center's Starlight Jazz Series presents Justin Coughlin this Saturday, April 15th, a documentary about this American pianist, composer, and producer titled Keep On Keepin' On will be shown Friday. Tickets and information available at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600. Love the innovative sextet Y Music based out of New York City. Their latest album called First is music all composed by Sun Lux. Let's hear a few tracks off their new album. We'll hear the first three tracks off the new album, in fact. That would be 11, Sunset Boulevard, and First.
Thank you.
Genre bending sextet, why music? All one word, why music? The letter Y in music. We heard from their new album, it's called 11. We heard the first three tracks, that would be First, Sunset Boulevard, and 11. All music on the new release, composed by Sun Lux. I'm Katie Henriksen. You've been listening to Of Note on 91.3 KYF Public Radio, broadcasting from the heart of downtown Fayetteville, the corner of Mountain and School. To be exact, if you like Of Note, consider adding me on Facebook, Of Note with Katie Henriksen, also on Twitter, Of Note, KUAF. Let's start a conversation there. You can also keep up with all the latest, including giveaways and interviews that I post to social media. Well, I'm out of time, but stay tuned. There's lots more classical music to come here on 91.3 KUAF.